Welcome to the annual Red River Radio Young Artist Competition Winners Concert, coming to you from the Weiss Performance Studio at the Red River Radio Studios on the campus of Louisiana State University, Shreveport. This program features talented young musicians chosen from entries submitted from throughout Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana. And now, please welcome your host, Kermit Poling.
All right, thank you, Chuck, and welcome to our live broadcast. Yes, this is live music we're going to be hearing here for the next, 35 minutes or so. We have this young artist competition, and we have our young musicians from throughout three states send their materials into us. We have a jury that determines who the winners are, and we have three outstanding musicians today, and it's just so exciting to be doing this. Now, this is a special fundraising edition, so in addition to having this live over the air, those of you listening on the radio, I hope you appreciate a program that really features some of the best of our young people. Sometimes young people don't necessarily get a fair rap, and that's one of the reasons why we air a program in the mornings called From the Top. This is sort of our imitation of From the Top, but if you appreciate that, please make a contribution right now at 800-552-8502 or go online at redriverradio.org. Today we're going to be hearing vocal music, we're going to hear a violinist, we're going to hear a pianist who is the sister of one of the people that have, one of the young artists who have been featured on From the Top, in fact. So lots of good music coming up. First up is Sophia Meyer from El Dorado, Arkansas, who is 17 years old and a student of Jenna Tucker. Jenna Tucker, a musician who has performed with my orchestra up in Arkansas many times. The South Arkansas Symphony Orchestra also has performed with Shreveport Opera. So you have good roots in the training there. Someone that's outstanding. How did you get interested in singing, Sophia?
Well, I started taking classes at the South Arkansas Arts Center, and I was in their plays and in their musicals, and I've been singing since I was, five. But I started doing classical about 4 or 5 years ago. I started with Karen Watkins at the Arts Center, and then Karen moved me over to Jenna Tucker. And, I've been watching the symphony and all this and the classical stuff from a young age in El Dorado, and so getting to do it now is really cool.
And you've been in some wonderful productions at the Arts Center, or I should say at the high school, because you were in the production of Les Miserables, right?
Yes, the Arts Center did their 50th year celebration, I was in Les Miserables. I was an eighth grader. That was my first, professional kind of production. We had Craig Shulman come in, but then I've been doing stuff at the Arts Center at the high school since I was five, and now I'm the intern at the Arts Center, so I'm at the Arts Center a lot. So.
Okay, all right, that's great. And you're not only performing, but you've also gotten into directing. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so along with my internship, I music directed the Arts Center's youth production of Aristocats. We had second to eighth graders. We had about 50 students, and it was a big undertaking, but we were really successful, and the kids had a lot of fun, and we do this every year, so I hope that the same kids do it, and it was a really good experience for me to learn from them.
Was it a good flip from being someone who is in a production and you have a director who is working with you to taking on the leadership role?
Yeah, directed Breakfast at Tiffany's the fall before, so I got a little bit of the directing, but to be like the head music director with 50 kids was a lot, but it was good it was fun to say things that my teachers say to me to say to them so I could use, and then it reminded me to do some stuff too, so.
That's great. Well, you're going to sing something. I'm going to accompany you on it. Why don't you, while I make my way over to the piano, why don't you introduce the little aria that you're going to sing?
Sure. I'm singing Già la Notte by Haydn, and it is typically a string quartet, but I'm singing it, obviously, as a soprano solo, so.
Let's go!
And we've heard 17-year-old Sophia Meyer from El Dorado, Arkansas, singing music of Haydn. Sophia, thank you so much. That was wonderful. And we're going to move on next and feature Cal Alexander, who is a violinist, student of Laura Crawford's in Shreveport here, and has been a student at the Centenary Suzuki School. He's 13 and is going to be performing a well-known violin showpiece, the Scherzo Tarantelle of Andrei Vinyavsky, a wonderful piece that I think many of our audience members have heard a number of times. I know you were a student at Caddo Middle Magnet, but I also know that in addition to your interest in the violin, and I want to ask first, when and how did you become interested in playing the violin?
When I was really young, my parents put me in Miss Crawford's Suzuki program, and it has been very helpful. I've loved all the lessons I've had and all the group classes, and I've loved it.
Okay, terrific. I'm glad to hear that. Laura? Yeah, she's in the audience here, so that's great. But now I've known Laura for a long time, and she gave me some insider information about you, and I know a few things. Among other things, you're a terrific tap dancer. Now, where did that come from?
When I was younger, I took classes at Miss Carroll's Dance Center, and I started when I was really young, but then she had to move to Oklahoma because she started taking her master's and teaching at University of Oklahoma.
Okay, and you're talking about Carol Anglin's Dance Center.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you have an interest in dance, you have an interest in being on the stage, and you have been involved in some of the national tours for some Broadway shows. Which ones have you been involved in?
I was in the national tour of Billy Elliot, the national tour of A Christmas Story, and then the national tour of Matilda.
And how did that happen?
When I was younger, my parents took me to a lot of musicals, and I seemed like I was interested in them. So then my dad just signed me up for this Billy Elliot audition when I was really young, and I did it, and I was really, like, scared at first, but then once they said that I got the role, I was extremely excited.
So you're talking about when you were really young, and you're so old at 13. How really young is really young?
I started when I was 6 or 7 in Billy Elliot. And then when I was 9, I was in A Christmas Story. And then in 5th grade, I was in Matilda.
All right. And locally, you also were in at least one production of Oliver. Where was that?
That was at Emmett Hook Center at the Methodist Church.
All right. Great. And who directed that?
Richard Fulmer.
Richard Fulmer did, who, of course, is a longtime friend of Red River Radio's. Well, you've had quite a career already at the ripe old age of 13, and now you're going to play one of the most challenging violin solos in the repertoire. And accompanying you today is going to be Dan Lay, who's on the faculty of Centenary College. So we're looking forward to hearing this. Why don't you go ahead and make sure that you're in tune while I remind everybody listening that you're listening to this live performance from the Weiss Performance Studio here at Red River Radio on the campus of LSU Shreveport. And that we are raising funds during this time. So if you're enjoying this, please make a contribution right now at 800-552-8502 or go online at redriverradio.org and support live music and support programs that feature young people on this station. And looks like we're in pretty good shape here from the standpoint of tuning. So here is music of Vinyavsky. Thank you. 13-year-old Cal Alexander from Shreveport playing the scherzo tarantella on Rubiniowski, accompanied by by Dan Lay, a wonderful performance of a very difficult piece. We're going backwards in terms of ages. I do want to remind you again that you're listening to this broadcast live from the studios of Red River Radio and the Weiss Studios here as part of a special fundraising edition of our Young Artist Competition Winners Concert. And if you are listening to this and are as amazed as we are here hearing these wonderful performers, please make a contribution to support this type of programming on Red River Radio. Give us a call at 800-552-8502 or go online at redriverradio.org. Our next performer is age 9, and it is Olivia Ajero. And Olivia comes from a very musical family. Of course, your dad is a piano teacher at SFA in Nacogdoches. So you come from a musical family. Your brother, Neo, was just recently featured on From the Top, from the performance that took place at the Belcher Center in Longview. And he is a past winner from this. And, you know, so are there any more younger than you in the family? You're the youngest one. Okay, all right. So there aren't any more in line. But so what's it like being kind of the last in line with other family members? How does that feel from the standpoint of learning to become a brilliant pianist?
I think it feels really good because my dad and my brother help me play the piano and they motivate me to practice more on the piano.
What else do you like to do? I know you, 'cause you're all pianists, you're all musicians, but what are your other interests that you have?
My other interests are drawing and also practicing Taekwondo.
Okay, so by drawing you mean visual art. Do you study that, or do you just like to draw for yourself or for school, or what do you like?
I just like to draw for my family and myself. Okay.
And then Taekwondo, you said you take. So you're in into that now. I don't remember whether your brother is or not. Is he also or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So can you take him? All right. You don't have to embarrass him here. Oh yeah. He's shaking his head over there. That's really terrific. Well, you're going to be playing a slightly longer piece. You're going to be playing a piece called The Children's Corner by Debussy. And you'll play the entire suite, which is a wonderful piece of music. Why don't you talk a little bit about the piece and the individual movements?
So Children's Corner was composed by Claude Debussy. Claude Debussy was born in August 22nd, 1862, and died in March 25th, 1918. He was a French composer and composed Impressionist music. Children's Corner was composed in 1908. It was dedicated to his daughter, Claude Emma, also nicknamed Choo Choo. It was not intended to be played by children. It was meant to bring some images of their childhood and some of Claude Emma's toy collection. The six pieces are Dr. Grass ad Parnassum, Jimbo's Lullaby, Serenade of the Doll, The Snow is Dancing, The Little Shepherd, and Gollywog's Cakewalk.
Okay, I don't think I could have done that better myself. So, and do you find that this music reminds you of your childhood?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
You're still in it. That's all right.
So the first piece is Dr. Grass ad Parnassum. It is based on some finger exercises by Clementi and Czerny, but makes fun of them too. And in some parts of the piece, the child wanders off and plays something else completely different, and it requires fast fingers. The second piece is Jimbo's Lullaby. It is about an elephant named Jumbo who is rocked to sleep by a young child. The tender melody suggests the child singing, though in some parts the child is resistant enough to not go to sleep herself. The third piece is The Serenade of the Doll. It describes a porcelain doll, and it features the Chinese pentatonic scale. The next piece, which is The Snow is Dancing, that short notes represents snowflakes falling on the ground. Music gets more intense as the snow gets heavier, and through the children's eyes, they think that snowflakes are something quite magical. The fifth piece, which is The Little Shepherd, is a poetic piece, and it's about a shepherd playing his pipe. The last piece, which is Gollywog's Cakewalk, has banjo-like effects and similar to ragtime pieces by Scott Joplin. And a cakewalk is where the best dancer wins a cake.
All right. Thank you for that introduction. Here is Olivia Ahero and the music of Debussy.
Thank you.
9-year-old pianist Olivia Ajero performing the Children's Corner Suite, the music of Claude Debussy, the final performance on the special Young Artist Competition Winners Concert, being performed live from the Weiss Studios at the Red River Radio Studios on the campus of LSU Shreveport. And I want to take this opportunity to again thank all three of our performers, Olivia Ajero, Cal Alexander, who is the violinist that we heard earlier, and our wonderful soprano who started us off, Sophia Meyer. So thanks to all three of you for being part of all of this, and I think they all three deserve another round of applause. And I know, Sophia, you're going to be going off to Vanderbilt University, but I hope that Olivia and Cal, that you will come back in a future year here on our Young Artists Competition, because we'd love to have you back. So this broadcast, again, done live during this special time during our membership campaign. You can call in at 800-552-8502 or go online at redriverradio.org. That's the end of this broadcast. I want to thank all of the audience people for being here, the parents and teachers who have of course, helped encourage these young people to do what they're doing. I think that's a great sign of wonderful things to come. And we're going to send it back to the studios and Wally Derleth in the Red River Radio studios. Yeah.